And then
that was Leslie, and he was a motor mechanic.
And he was in the Second World War.
He was, well, he wasn't in the war. He was a merchant seaman.
And he went to sea before the war, of course, didn't
he? Yes, and that carried him through. He didn't have to do any war.
It's funny,
he wasn't called out because he was on a
merchant
navy.
And he was torpedo. And he, that boat, one of his boats,
was torpedo,
wasn't
it? Yes, it was. And that was a very early patch of the day after the war.
Mm.
Les related that story to me. Do you want to hear about Les being the torpedo? Because I think he's on finishing off an auxiliary motor, and the guy's going to come to relieve him. He said, "Look, I'll be just something like 10 minutes to finish this off and to run it." I've invited a friend around for a meal, but.
Did you?
Yeah, but.
Anyway.
He finished up the auxiliary motor, and I think he was on his way up to the upper deck, and two torpedoes slammed into the boat, and he spent a fair bit of time in the water, and the lifeboats were put out, the few that were on the boat, were put out, and he was picked up, and they burnt up all their petrol, picking up the survivors, and he was fairly ill through swallowing so much salt water. He said he spent most of the time on the bottom of the lifeboat. The sea was pretty rough at the time, and then when the sea calmed, they realised the ship had gone down. They then set a sail, and none of them were very good sailors at setting a sail to Sydney, because they were 100 nautical miles, was it, from Sydney Harbour. I think it was about 100 nautical miles. Well, it might have been less than that, I'm not too sure. Gene would actually know. And they set the sail, and none of them could set the sail very well, and then another boat came along and showed them how to set the sail, and they made some headway. They then got into the heads of Sydney and all their calms, so they got out their oars and started rowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a Sunday morning, and some rowers came out and said, "You're making hard work." They said, "Yes, we're torpedoed at such and such a time and such a place." So they sent these guys rowed back into Sydney Harbour and sent out a flotilla to tow them in.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that he had to do was answer to the charge of why he wasn't down in the engine room at the time. He should have been down there on doing his watch when he was torpedoed. But I think he quite probably, he was late in coming up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Evidently, he should have been down in the engine room at the time. The other guy that relieved him, he wasn't on the roll call when he was taken. But he always said a cup of tea saved his life. I think that's about as good as I can get it.
Yeah. So that was Les.
And his mother died.
They were in that. Where was Brad living?
Rye Hill Street on Carlton Hill.
Mm. When did they live in Cole Street then?
I don't think they ever did. Dad never did. He always was up on Rye Hill Street.
And that was further up from Cole Street, was it?
Oh, yes. He had to walk up Cole Street to get to Rye Hill Street.
I see, yes. Mm.
Mm.
And then, so... he was there going to university, and Jean and his mother went off to England.
And his father.
And his father.
And then...
then she died there.
Died
at the age of 61. Yes, she's been in Princess Elizabeth.
And she so we were saying about Grandma, who died when she was...
62 it was, at right age, yes.
And then, so that left Dad's father and Jean.
Yes, and they were, well, they more or less just did part of the tour that they had planned to do, but not very much, and they came back, they came back when their trip was over, you know. And,
tell us about supposed to be booked on... ships and things like that.
Oh yes, it was 1930 something or other. It was wartime, and not wartime. When the Depression was on, and I think a lot of people actually lived like that rather than set up a house. It was cheaper to live on board a ship sailing around the world than the...
She had awful conditions.
There were pretty
steerage passage, wasn't
there? No, I don't know if steerage...
So hot and humid.
Yes, it wasn't very nice. Of course, they were like that, not making it...
Even the Queen, the old Queen Mary, there was no air conditioning in the Queen Mary. It's not very long ago. They had to have so many stewards on board it, Queen Mary.
Well, tell you about the watch, because of the time
is just about.
An old granddad, he went and cashed in on her return fare. And that's how it was, you see. Yes. And he went and bought this gold watch, which you've got, haven't you? Dad gave it to you. And it was a lovely watch. And in the back of it, he got it engraved, that's the word. And about this watch, he put mother on it and the date of her death. And then they were coming out, like Jean and his father were coming out, and old Auntie Jean went too, you see. That's his sister that I talked about. She went too.
Oh.
And when they were coming back, old granddad was trying to always open this jolly watch and couldn't open it up. He wanted to show people how, you know, he got that
engraved
and as a memory for his wife that had died. But anyway, Alan had the watch. He got it from granddad when he died. I think granddad gave it to him or something.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. But that's the story of the watch.
Mm.
And, you know, he thought everybody was going to fall over themselves because he had this very expensive watch. Nobody wanted it.
That's what Dad kind of said, that he went into like a release to want the best pocket watch he could buy. And they sort of, perhaps even those days, just sort of bumped the price up to him.
Yes, that's what Dad read, and they might have been money. Yeah. But that was the story. But he shouldn't, it wasn't his money, but that's what happened.
And what was the shock that she died? Was she in good health before the trip?
Yes, I think you'd say so. But she did have heart and blood pressure.
Mm. And she had only just got to England, hadn't they?
Only for about 10 days. Mm-hmm.
She saw the ship journey that killed her.
Well, that's what
most people have been.
What an awful way to
die.
But she'd seen the Buckingham Palace.
She said there were four things she wanted to see. One was the monument, I think, Nelson's monument, and she wanted to see the Buckingham Palace, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of what the other were, but she'd seen all
those. Westminster Abbey, or Big Ben or something.
Yeah, something like that. She was something interested in that. But anyway, she died.
What was she doing in Princess Elizabeth? It's not a large place.
She was just in the place where she was living. They never put her into hospital or anything. They just sort of, the doctor saw her and she stayed in bed. And I think she went into a coma and she came to a few times, but that was all.
I remember Dad saying that she said it'd be phoned Alan.
Mm.
So it must have been.
It wasn't phoned Alan. And she said to him, who are you writing? She said to Jean, who are you writing to? And she said, I'm writing to Alan. And she burst into tears. Yes. And she just knew that, you know, what are they saying? And things were serious. But she sort of had come through. She'd been.
And I always had the feeling with Dad that he had a lot of affection for his mother, but didn't care on with his dad.
He
did get on with his mother.
Oh, yes. She was very fond of him and thrilled at the thought of him being a minister.
And was she nice? Do you remember her?
I never ever met her, and I would say she was a very quiet, retiring sort of person. Mm-hmm. Because I can remember, I was sort of going out with Dad, not very seriously, but we were very friendly. And I remember meeting her. I had other friends with me, and she had some people with her. She was coming from St. Clair. It's what I would say is it was Mrs. Cardinal was a very quiet and retiring sort of person because she had most of her sons still living at home. She was a very busy woman.